through the stars. Imagine if you could fly. That would be pretty cool. Pretty amazingly, superbly, super cool. And really, you could go anywhere because you don't get tired with this kind of flying. It's not like flying with bird's wings or aeroplane wings or glider wings or any other kind of wings. In fact, you just fly with your mind. That's pretty good, isn't it? Up you go and stay up as long as you want and take a look around. But tonight, we're going straight up. Tonight, we're going up into the stars because, and I don't know if I mentioned this already, but breathing is taken care of as well. Yes, you guessed it. You have magic breathing. So you can breathe pretty much anywhere. Even if there's no air. Amazing, eh? I think we will go to the Palomar Observatory, which is near Los Angeles, in case you didn't know. And I remember driving past that and thinking I would like to visit, but I never did. At that time, someone told me it hadn't rained in LA County for years, but I think it has now. Anyway, here we are sitting on the dry, rocky hill next to the observatory, and the opening in the dome comes down like a giant eyelid. And the telescope looks out. So the sky is very dry. And this night, of all nights, there is no smog. There is no pollution from Los Angeles, which is remarkable in itself. You jump up and down on your tippy toe, just testing your bounce. Yep. You're pretty bouncy. A little more, and you soar up about a foot and land lightly. This is good. You are so light, you think you might be filled with helium, and so you give it another go. And the skies are sprinkled with diamonds and rubies and sapphires. All yellows and reds and blues, and they hardly twinkle because the air is so clear. All set for takeoff. Up you go. Okay, that worked. You're 6 feet up and still going. You can manage this with your mind, but heck, why try? Set the controls for the heart of Aldebaran, and Arcturus, and Regulus, and Sirius, and Cepheus, and Centaurus, and up you go, and you are higher than the highest tower, and still going. Up you go, and the sky turns from midnight blue to midnight black. And the stars sprinkle and spangle and sparkle. They glisten and gleam and glow and glimmer. Wisps of clouds tickle your ankles, but they don't stop your soaring ascent. You are like Icarus, but better than he. Helios and Selene and Jupiter and Venus and Mars. And you are now up above the atmosphere, and the world below looks like a Christmas bauble. It looks like an aquarium. It looks like a blue and green cake iced with white polar caps. And you are not even cold. And you go past satellites and space stations. And the space stations are filled with astronauts and cosmonauts and psychonauts. And up you go until you are within breathing distance of the moon. And she looks like a mirror. And you think if you breathe on her, she'll mist up. But she's not made of mirror, and she's not shaped from silver, and she's not even cheese. She's rock, crumbly, holy, pit-pocked rock. And she doesn't delay you until you are heading past her on your way to Venus. And Venus is a sweet planet. And it takes you no time to cover the millions of miles. Venus is a sweet planet, all covered with cloud. And they say the cloud is made of sulfur and sodium and salt and size and maybe cobwebs. But if it was cobwebs, boy, those spiders are giant. And as you get close, you see, she swirls, and she's warm, like she's wrapped in a bathrobe, the sort you get from those spas that charge a fortune, and they kind of expect you to walk off with the toweling robe. So you do, and so did Venus. Look at her sweltering, but by golly, you're zooming now. Zoomy, zoom, zoom. Dreamy dream, dream. Nice and sweet and cloudy in space. And you know that space is soft like a furry blanket, like it's a big bear wanting to cuddle you. A big teddy bear. The tidiest tiddly teddy. And you dream as you fly past Venus. Because next on the line is Mercury, who's so lit up that he shines right out there. Lighted up and lit up, and he would be late for the party if he didn't spin so fast. So bright, like a sparkling crown at the edge of your eye. And he doesn't keep you either, because you are heading for Old Father Sun, who grows so big. And yellow, and flamey, and fiery. But remember, this is magic, and you can't be burned. You can only be welcomed by his lovely, warm, fiery face. The sun is the father of the solar system, and he takes good care, giving only as much light and heat as the planets want. Mercury likes a toasting. Venus likes a sauna. Earth is so-so. And Mars is ginger, so he burns. So not much sun for him. And then Jupiter is all taken up in his own importance with his big red spot. And Saturn has his rings to keep him happy. And Uranus is inscrutable. And Neptune is mysterious, and tiny little Pluto is a ball of ice of ammonia and amethyst and sunburn and cinder toffee. And your mind is drifting now, drifting into words and wigwams and whys and sighs and sleep. Sleep now, drift on through space. All sparkling among the stars, all kept safe by Father Sun. All kept dreamy by Mother Moon. All dreams float and dream and sigh and sleep. And soon it will be morning. But now You zoom and zoom and zoom and dream and dream and dream and sleep. Through the stars. Imagine if you could fly. That would be pretty cool. Pretty amazingly, superbly, super cool. And really, you could go anywhere because you don't get tired with this kind of flying. It's not like flying with bird's wings or aeroplane wings or glider wings or any other kind of wings. In fact, you just fly with your mind. That's pretty good, isn't it? Up you go and stay up as long as you want and take a look around. But tonight, we're going straight up. Tonight, we're going up into the stars because, and I don't know if I mentioned this already, but breathing is taken care of as well. Yes, you guessed it. You have magic breathing. So you can breathe pretty much anywhere. Even if there's no air. Amazing, eh? I think we will go to the Palomar Observatory, which is near Los Angeles, in case you didn't know. And I remember driving past that and thinking I would like to visit, but I never did. At that time, someone told me it hadn't rained in LA County for years, but I think it has now. Anyway, here we are sitting on the dry, rocky hill next to the observatory, and the opening in the dome comes down like a giant eyelid. And the telescope looks out. So the sky is very dry. And this night, of all nights, there is no smog. There is no pollution from Los Angeles, which is remarkable in itself. You jump up and down on your tippy toe, just testing your bounce. Yep. You're pretty bouncy. A little more, and you soar up about a foot and land lightly. This is good. You are so light, you think you might be filled with helium, and so you give it another go. And the skies are sprinkled with diamonds and rubies and sapphires. All yellows and reds and blues, and they hardly twinkle because the air is so clear. All set for takeoff. Up you go. Okay, that worked. You're 6 feet up and still going. You can manage this with your mind, but heck, why try? Set the controls for the heart of Aldebaran and Arcturus and Regulus and Sirius and Cepheus and Centaurus, and up you go, and you are higher than the highest tower and still going. Up you go, and the sky turns from midnight blue to midnight black, and the stars sprinkle and spangle and sparkle. They glisten and gleam and glow and glimmer. Wisps of clouds tickle your ankles, but they don't stop your soaring ascent. You are like Icarus, but better than he. Helios and Selene and Jupiter and Venus and Mars. And you are now up above the atmosphere, and the world below looks like a Christmas bauble. It looks like an aquarium. It looks like a blue and green cake iced with white polar caps. And you are not even cold. And you go past satellites and space stations. And the space stations are filled with astronauts and cosmonauts and psychonauts. And up you go until you are within breathing distance of the moon. And she looks like a mirror. And you think if you breathe on her, she'll mist up. But she's not made of mirror, and she's not shaped from silver, and she's not even cheese. She's rock, crumbly, holy, pit-pocked rock. And she doesn't delay you until you are heading past her on your way to Venus. And Venus is a sweet planet. And it takes you no time to cover the millions of miles. Venus is a sweet planet, all covered with cloud. And they say the cloud is made of sulfur and sodium and salt and size and maybe cobwebs. But if it was cobwebs, boy, those spiders are giant. And as you get close, you see, she swirls, and she's warm, like she's wrapped in a bathrobe, the sort you get from those spas that charge a fortune, and they kind of expect you to walk off with the toweling robe. So you do, and so did Venus. Look at her sweltering, but by golly, you're zooming now. Zoomy, zoom, zoom. Dreamy dream, dream. Nice and sweet and cloudy in space. And you know that space is soft like a furry blanket, like it's a big bear wanting to cuddle you. A big teddy bear. The tidiest tiddly teddy. And you dream as you fly past Venus. Because next on the line is Mercury, who's so lit up that he shines right out there. Lighted up and lit up, and he would be late for the party if he didn't spin so fast. So bright, like a sparkling crown at the edge of your eye. And he doesn't keep you either, because you are heading for Old Father Sun, who grows so big. And yellow, and flamey, and fiery. But remember, this is magic, and you can't be burned. You can only be welcomed by his lovely, warm, fiery face. The sun is the father of the solar system, and he takes good care, giving only as much light and heat as the planets want. Mercury likes a toasting. Venus likes a sauna. Earth is so-so. And Mars is ginger, so he burns. So not much sun for him. And then Jupiter is all taken up in his own importance with his big red spot. And Saturn has his rings to keep him happy. And Uranus is inscrutable. And Neptune is mysterious, and tiny little Pluto is a ball of ice of ammonia and amethyst and sunburn and cinder toffee. And your mind is drifting now, drifting into words and wigwams and whys and sighs and sleep. Sleep now, drift on through space. all sparkling among the stars, all kept safe by Father Sun. All kept dreamy by Mother Moon. All dreams float and dream and sigh and sleep, and soon it will be morning. But now you zoom and zoom and zoom and dream and dream and dream and sleep. Through the stars. Imagine if you could fly. That would be pretty cool. Pretty amazingly, superbly, super cool. And really, you could go anywhere because you don't get tired with this kind of flying. It's not like flying with birds' wings or aeroplane wings or glider wings or any other kind of wings. In fact, you just fly with your mind. That's pretty good, isn't it? Up you go and stay up as long as you want and take a look around. But tonight, we're going straight up. Tonight, we're going up into the stars because, and I don't know if I mentioned this already, but breathing is taken care of as well. Yes, you guessed it. You have magic breathing. So you can breathe pretty much anywhere. Even if there's no air. Amazing, eh? I think we will go to the Palomar Observatory, which is near Los Angeles, in case you didn't know. And I remember driving past that and thinking I would like to visit, but I never did. At that time, someone told me it hadn't rained in LA County for years, but I think it has now. Anyway, here we are sitting on the dry, rocky hill next to the observatory, and the opening in the dome comes down like a giant eyelid. And the telescope looks out. So the sky is very dry. And this night, of all nights, there is no smog. There is no pollution from Los Angeles, which is remarkable in itself. You jump up and down on your tippy toe, just testing your bounce. Yep. You're pretty bouncy. A little more, and you soar up about a foot and land lightly. This is good. You are so light, you think you might be filled with helium, and so you give it another go. And the skies are sprinkled with diamonds and rubies and sapphires. All yellows and reds and blues, and they hardly twinkle because the air is so clear. All set for takeoff. Up you go. Okay, that worked. You're 6 feet up and still going. You can manage this with your mind, but heck, why try? Set the controls for the heart of Aldebaran, and Arcturus, and Regulus, and Sirius, and Cepheus, and Centaurus, and up you go, and you are higher than the highest tower, and still going. Up you go, and the sky turns from midnight blue to midnight black. and the stars sprinkle and spangle and sparkle. They glisten and gleam and glow and glimmer. Wisps of clouds tickle your ankles, but they don't stop your soaring ascent. You are like Icarus, but better than he. Helios and Selene and Jupiter and Venus and Mars. And you are now up above the atmosphere, and the world below looks like a Christmas bauble. It looks like an aquarium. It looks like a blue and green cake iced with white polar caps. And you are not even cold. And you go past satellites and space stations. And the space stations are filled with astronauts and cosmonauts and psychonauts. And up you go until you are within breathing distance of the moon. And she looks like a mirror. And you think if you breathe on her, she'll mist up. But she's not made of mirror, and she's not shaped from silver, and she's not even cheese. She's rock, crumbly, holy, pit-pocked rock. And she doesn't delay you until you are heading past her on your way to Venus. And Venus is a sweet planet. And it takes you no time to cover the millions of miles. Venus is a sweet planet, all covered with cloud. And they say the cloud is made of sulfur and sodium and salt and size and maybe cobwebs. But if it was cobwebs, boy, those spiders are giant. And as you get close, you see, she swirls, and she's warm, like she's wrapped in a bathrobe, the sort you get from those spas that charge a fortune, and they kind of expect you to walk off with the toweling robe. So you do, and so did Venus. Look at her sweltering, but by golly, you're zooming now. Zoomy, zoom, zoom. Dreamy dream, dream. Nice and sweet and cloudy in space. And you know that space is soft like a furry blanket, like it's a big bear wanting to cuddle you. A big teddy bear. The tidiest tiddly teddy. And you dream as you fly past Venus. Because next on the line is Mercury, who's so lit up that he shines right out there. Lighted up and lit up, and he would be late for the party if he didn't spin so fast. So bright, like a sparkling crown at the edge of your eye. And he doesn't keep you either, because you are heading for Old Father Sun, who grows so big. And yellow, and flamey, and fiery. But remember, this is magic, and you can't be burned. You can only be welcomed by his lovely, warm, fiery face. The sun is the father of the solar system, and he takes good care, giving only as much light and heat as the planets want. Mercury likes a toasting. Venus likes a sauna. Earth is so-so. And Mars is ginger, so he burns. So not much sun for him. And then Jupiter is all taken up in his own importance with his big red spot. And Saturn has his rings to keep him happy. And Uranus is inscrutable. And Neptune is mysterious. and tiny little Pluto is a ball of ice of ammonia and amethyst and sunburn and cinder toffee. And your mind is drifting now, drifting into words and wigwams and whys and sighs and sleep. Sleep now, drift on through space, all sparkling among the stars, all kept safe by Father Sun, all kept dreamy by Mother Moon. All dreams float and dream and sigh and sleep, and soon it will be morning. But now you zoom and zoom and zoom and dream and dream and dream and sleep.